Welcome to Shanahan on Literacy, the site where we believe there is nothing more noble than to teach somebody to read. I'm your host, Tim Shanahan, and today we're going to get into how can I teach with books that are 2 years above student reading levels? This is a topic that I'm fascinated by, and this is a blast from the past. It originally posted on my website on February 2nd, 2013. It is being reissued on October 12th, 2024, and it's been rewritten a little bit, mainly for style or clarity, not so much to change the content. Over the past 15 years, I've issued several blogs concerning the value of teaching students to read more challenging texts than we've used in instruction in the past. Despite a growing body of evidence showing that teaching students at their instructional reading level provides no learning benefits, and that sometimes it even limits learning, most teachers continue to avoid challenging texts by moving kids to easier texts, reading texts to the students, or replacing texts with other sources of information like videos or teacher presentations. Given that, I thought it'd be a good idea to reissue this one. And by the way, I just completed writing a book on this topic. It will be published by Harvard Education Press early in 2025. I'll talk about that more in some future podcasts and future blogs. But for now, I think this information will certainly be useful. Now, when I wrote this originally, I was responding to a teacher question, and the teacher question is still pertinent. She says, I teach fourth grade general education. I've read several of your articles the last few days because I have a growing frustration regarding guided reading. I believe a lot of your ideas about what does not work are correct, but I don't understand what you believe we should be doing. I'm confused about how to give students difficult textbooks to read without reading it to them. I thought I was doing what I was supposed to be doing. I do not know how to scaffold science or social studies texts for students that are 2 years behind without reading it to them. I also feel pressure in these subjects to read it to them because I thought it was more important for them to understand the information thoroughly by reading the text aloud, having thoughtful discussions and follow-up activities. Every time I think I know what I should be doing, I read another article and realize that I'm doing that wrong too. So please give me guidance on how best to teach nonfiction and fiction text to my class, whole group. What strategies and types of activities are best? Now, I just want to point out that, you know, there are times when you just want to get information to kids. And if all you're trying to do is get information to them, then reading aloud or even replacing the reading with something else is fine. However, when you think about it, when we're teaching kids science and social studies, we're really not only trying to teach them some useful content that we think has value, but also we would like them to be able to gain that kind of content themselves in the future, which means we really do need to teach these boys and girls how to read science, how to read social studies. So my response to this teacher's plight? Well, here's my response. I feel your pain. What would it look like to scaffold a fourth grade lesson from a social studies book with children who are reading at second grade level? There are several possibilities. First, I would level with the kids. Now, that pun was intended. I would not try to hide from them that I was going to ask them to read a book that in the past we would have avoided. The point here is motivation. People like a challenge, and kids are people. When you ask them to take on something hard, let them in on the secret so they can take on the challenge with the right mindset, and so they can be proud of themselves when they manage to meet the challenge. And we will make sure that they meet the challenge. Second, it is essential that the teacher read the chapter before the kids do. We need to identify the linguistic, conceptual, and textual features that may be the source of their difficulty. Look out for ideas that you think will be especially complicated, subtle, or abstract. Assumptions of background knowledge that you think the students lack, unknown vocabulary, complicated sentences, cohesive links that might be hard to track, organizational structure that students might ignore, and so on. Basically, you're trying to figure out what might make this text hard for your students to comprehend. I'm willing to head off or avoid a problem if I think the students cannot surmount it. For instance, if there's a word that I think the students will not know and the author doesn't define it, the context doesn't reveal its meaning, or it can't be figured out from morphology, then I'm willing to familiarize the kids with that word prior to reading. However, if it's possible to gain its meaning from the text, I will not avoid the problem. I'd rather that they miss it, which will allow me to teach kids how to take it on successfully. We'll go back and I'll show them how to use context or how to break down the word to get at its meaning. Teachers must decide which problems to solve for the kids and which to guide them to fix themselves. The real learning will come from the latter. And so, you know, I use that vocabulary example, but if you find kids aren't understanding a particular sentence, you take them back and have them reread it and show them how to break it down. If they're having trouble tracking those cohesive links, you know, you ask questions that reveal that. And if that's what you're seeing, then you actually take them back into the text and you map them through it. You take them through it so that they start to see how you read it, not just, trying to read the words and hoping that's going to be good enough. Third, the scaffolding described above will likely require some rereading, either the whole chapter. Fourth grade science and social studies chapters can be surprisingly short, so rereading an entire chapter is usually not that big a deal. Thus, the kids try to read it. I question them and help them work through the problems. Then they reread it, perhaps more than once, to see if they can figure it out the second or third time. Fourth, if your kids' reading levels are more than a year or two below the level of the book that you're trying to teach, consider starting with fluency work. And in your fourth grade with kids 2 years behind, I would start with fluency work. Have those students read the text aloud once or twice before the lesson aimed at comprehension of the text. That's different than how we often do it in the classroom. When I observe in classrooms, I tend to see teachers work with groups that read a text for comprehension. They do some kind of a guided reading of it. And then when they're done, the kids go off and do their practice with fluency. In this case, it isn't just practice with fluency that we're trying, but we want these kids to read the text aloud once or twice before the lesson aimed at comprehension. This can be done many ways. It could be done through partners doing practice in a reading, you know, paired reading, that kind of thing, during their ELA time even. It could be getting parents involved. Parents can help on this, listening to their kids trying to read a text. You can include this kind of practice in a tier two intervention. The teacher who works with those two tier students, the second tier students, could easily work that kind of activity into, you know, their instruction, which would be done, of course, before you take on the book for social studies lessons in your class. The point of this fluency work is to reduce the amount of basic reading struggle, the reading of the words that these students are likely to face. Once they've engaged in the fluency practice, these students should read the text along with everybody else. They'll benefit from the same kinds of comprehension scaffolds that I mentioned earlier. What you're trying to do with this encouragement, this fluency work, this comprehension scaffolding, is to enable the students to read the text that they are sure to struggle with. You can monitor their learning by how much improvement you see in their reading of each text. I mean, think about it. At the beginning, you can see how poorly the students read the text, and then as they work with it, say, across a week, you know, lesson after lesson, you should be seeing improvement, and that tells you, you know, what kind of progress the kids are making. Your goal is not to avoid difficulty, but to enable students to surmount difficulty. That means that you don't shift kids to texts at their supposed levels. You don't read the text to the kids. You don't go around the text by telling them what it says. We want the students to do the reading, even if it takes multiple times to accomplish that. This blog entry is going to post on the Shanahan on Literacy website on October 12, 2024. If you'd like a written copy of this, it will be there for you. This one only has one reference, and that's to my forthcoming book, Leveled Readers, Leveled Lives, which will be published by Harvard Education Press. One other thing you can get if you go online to Shanahan on Literacy and look up this August 12th blog entry is there's a link to the previous comments that people made on this particular entry. And so those are available to you. With that, I'd like to thank Greg Johnson, our sound engineer extraordinaire, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in. I hope to see you up the road a piece.